Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, Sexy Time without Allie Breen and listener letters.
Once again, Allie Breen will be our guest again on Friday with our feature called Sexy Time. But we usually do it on a Wednesday, so we didn't want to...
Disappoint.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Disappoint.
Disappoint. Thank you, Ace. So we've asked you to send us some letters, and we've received many, many, many. We had an odd one earlier. This guy says that his lady friend wears all of her clothes to bed.
Yeah.
Really interesting.
So they'll go hiking for the day, come back, and she gets in bed with all of her clothes on.
Yeah.
And leaves them all on.
Sleeping in jeans?
God. Doesn't seem comfortable.
Yeah. I'm not sure what's going on there. This is where you probably need a professional psychologist for some. But here we go. This is referencing that letter.
Yeah.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, regarding your letter about the woman sleeping in her clothes, my wife started wearing full clothing to bed after 8 years of marriage. Turns out she was doing this so I couldn't touch her as a way to stay loyal to her boyfriend.
Oh, whoa.
So she's now sleeping in the spare room. Sorry. I don't think the other letter. I think that's something different.
Yeah, but...
here's a rough one.
Okay. Oh, here's a rough one.
Yeah, well, this is...
Okay.
Is it wrong to hook up with my wife's cousin? She comes
Wait
to visit.
He's married.
First cousin?
I don't think it.
You can't hook up with her. No, you can't hook up with anybody.
That'd be incest. Wouldn't
this
it?
Is typical female reaction.
You get married, you quit dating.
Because when she comes to visit and gets ready for bed, she wears next to nothing. So much so I can't look away.
So much so I can't look away.
She's become flirtatious anytime my wife leaves the room.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
I feel like it's a trap.
It is
a trap.
And then several years ago, my wife had an affair. When I took her back, she said she owes me one. Is this a trap?
No.
All right, look. No. Yeah, you ever heard of thin ice? You're on it, pal.
Yeah, this is rough.
Stay away.
Yeah, this is very rough. Okay, no. I haven't read all this one. I'm going to take a chance. I'm diving into this.
Okay. Knock one out.
I hope someone
hot dog
vetted.
Go ahead,
this. This is from a lady. We'll call her Miss M. I just started dating. I've been seeing a nice man, but every time we have a conversation, he turns it sexual.
Yes.
Yeah.
For example, he called to see how I was doing when I had the flu. I told him I was doing better, and I was going to take a shower and use some Vicks to help with my congestion. The first thing he said was, are you going to rub it all over?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
He keeps doing this. We can't have one conversation about anything, even something serious on the news. He'll interject something sexual.
He's horny.
Yeah, horny. Yeah.
I'm getting creeped out.
He's a horny man.
No, he's just horny.
Yeah, I don't think this guy's for you.
Remember
that? I'll tell you what, that map of Ukraine where the invasion took place reminds me of your ass crack.
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah. Can you invoke that more often?
Well.
Supreme Court.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
In the letter.
Yeah.
We're allowed to say breast and chest.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, ass crack was the questionable.
Sorry. Forgive me. Thank you, Dean.
Remember the Artie Johnson on Laugh-In? Mm-hmm. Remember what his name was when he was sitting on the park bench with Ruth Buddy?
I don't. Tyrone F. Horner.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Dirty old man.
Okay.
Right. Here's one.
You got one? Okay.
Yeah. Jay wants to know.
Hey, Jay Bird.
What do I do if the entire time intercourse is happening with my lady, she doesn't move a muscle? CPR?
Is that right? Does that happen?
Does that happen?
Apparently, she's just lying there.
Oh, so, my.
Yeah, what would it be, lay or lie?
Lie. So you, yeah, you got a, the FDR one won't work because...
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like she's interested, does it?
Well, maybe she's... Some women have to... stiffen up in order to, you know what I mean?
Some men have to.
No. Have you ever had a girl stiffen up with you?
Near the end, yeah.
Huh.
Not the end of her life.
Near the end of you choking her. Thank you. By the way, could we just go back in time about 60 seconds and not read this letter?
In the words of Drew Hastings, so you choke her out. Right?
No. She's focusing. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah,
so I know what you mean there. But
so what was the question at the end?
She's just lying there.
What? Well, and he wants to know what he should do. Tell her to move a
poke
bit?
Poke her? Tickle her?
You know, look alive?
He's still awake.
Oh, you're already poking her.
Good point.
I don't know.
Keep a mirror under her nose and have at it.
Call the coroner and ask if he can shock her back the light. I don't know. This is awful.
That is awful.
She's just not a mover. That's all.
Okay.
You move a lot.
Was this consensual?
Yeah,
it absolutely sounded that way. Yeah.
Otherwise,
it's his lady.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be a moving violation.
I like to be involved. Yes.
All right. Get involved.
But when you're on bottom lying there, you can't do much, right?
Well,
what do you mean?
Yeah.
Anyone want to take this joke?
You can.
Oh, I see. Yeah, the women under me can't do much. But I hear their muffled screams, but they certainly can't get out from under me.
Grab things, and
they're very, very crushed.
Okay, sorry.
This one is for Godwin, as he recently did this. How does a 60-year-old man, well, in your case, Pat, 42.
Right, but of course.
In this gentleman's case, how does a 60-year-old man who has not dated for what seems like forever find a woman?
Oh, that's
what did
easy.
You do? How'd you meet your gal?
Go to Bumble.
You put yourself out there, you know. I went on Tinder. I wish the narrative was different, but it worked.
Hey, if it worked, you don't need to wish the thing.
Pat did one of those sign boards like in the old Depression era.
The sandwich board.
The sandwich board.
With the bell?
Except
the bell?
This was...
Single. Lady.
Step right up.
Ready to mingle.
Yeah. What's an old sandwich?
More of a glory hole.
Oh. No, only 27 years old.
Bologna hasn't spoiled yet.
Ready to roll.
Been on the Tonight Show.
When it was Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Carson.
Barry Gibbons.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
This guy writes, I have been married now for about 6 years.
Sorry.
To a woman who is 17 years younger than me. She's in her early 30s. I don't really have a problem. Just wanted to tell everybody.
Attaboy.
That's great.
Hi-oh.
Here's one.
Boy, he knows his audience, doesn't he?
Christy, maybe you can help me with this.
Yes, sir.
This anonymous lady writes.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I have been married for 10 years and have a fantastic sex life, but...
Uh-oh.
He is a terrible...
In the butt?
Not in the butt.
Oh.
Oh, he said it.
Except for...
Yeah, but chick, you said it wrong. It's...
In the butt. No, it's... Sorry, I'm... Sorry, Miss Anonymous.
You're right.
Mrs. Anonymous. Once again, my husband and I have been married for 10 years, she writes, and have a fantastic sex life,
except
but...
Except for...
Thank you. Except for he is a terrible kisser.
Oh.
He always has been.
How did she get this far in without saying something?
Then she writes, I love kissing, but we basically don't kiss anymore. How can I change this? I have tried a few subtle ways to tell him and also show him, but nothing is working and nothing is changing.
Wow. I even tried to show him.
That's interesting.
I just kiss
I would
the way
not.
I do. You can't tell me that I know how to kiss. Don't you just tell me
I don't think I would have gotten this far. I don't. Yeah, you can't. Kissing's really important.
Well, she's 10 years deep into this.
Jeez.
Sir, you have some advice for this one?
My mama taught me how to kiss.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the way I kiss. You can't change it. That's what I'm doing.
Do you prefer to kiss a woman with or without your dentures in?
Without. That way you can really suck her face in.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Do you like the lights on or off?
Off.
Oh, really? Okay.
And she doesn't taste the Heath bar.
Heath bar's good. You ever have Heath bar?
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
It's stuck in your teeth.
It's toffee.
Once
sticky
again,
toffee pudding.
Typically, we would return with an edition of Sexy Time with Allie Breen. Ms. Breen not available today, so we're going to try to handle it ourselves. As you can see, it's going great.
Oh, here's one. How about this? I gave my wife two three-ways. Yes. With me, another guy, and her. All right? So two dudes and his wife.
Right.
Twice.
We did it with the promise
that
eventually they would have a three-way with two women.
Right.
And him. She hasn't delivered yet. What should I do? I want my threesome, damn it.
Well, bring a girl home.
Call her new boyfriend and ask him if he can talk her into it.
I don't see
the one
that
was
anymore.
In the first three-way.
Here's an interesting one that Christy may be able to.
Okay, go on.
I'm 33, male,
yes,
and a virgin.
Oh.
I've never had an actual relationship and never liked the idea of random hookups or one-night stands.
Really?
Do women find virginity in older guys still attractive, or should I lie or get some experience before settling down with someone? Christy, if you were dating and this
I don't think I've ever met a virgin. I don't know what I would do.
is that before or after they've spent the evening with you?
Not met before.
You haven't had the pleasure of turning a man and making a role?
I'd like to reply to this.
Yes,
gentleman.
Yeah.
Dear Captain Weirdo.
Why?
He's a virgin. He's 30 years old. Get out there. Get involved.
First off, he's 33. Second,
whatever.
He's
shy, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe he's shy.
He doesn't like hooking just random hookups. I get that.
Either that, he looks like the Elephant Man. One of the two.
How does he know he doesn't like it if he hasn't tried?
Yeah, how does he know he's not in? Oh, he doesn't like the thought of a random.
Right,
hookup.
Right. I never liked the idea.
I think he wants to be intimate with someone.
Or one night yes,
and not just
have
sex.
What an ugly guy says. I never liked the idea.
It's going to be perfect.
That's C. McGee.
Maybe he's very religious. Maybe he's a very religious.
Who's to say?
Then go on one of the religious apps.
Why won't Jesus give me an orgy?
I would think that
would you get experience? Like pay for it? Is that what he's
potentially
suggesting?
But again, he doesn't like the idea of that kind
I've
of
said it before, I'll say it again, and Tom gets upset at me when I mention this, but at the Bunny Ranch on the fabulous HBO show Bunny Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
The mother came in and bought her son a prostitute.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
She sat on the bed and they all discussed what was going to happen.
Good.
That kid's ruined for life.
Or they're
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, honey. I can only get hot if there's a
full-life
cardboard cutout of my mom looking at me.
That guy thought there was a problem having the dog in the bed.
Yeah.
Imagine having an old mom.
I don't think she sat in the room with them once they discussed.
It doesn't matter.
Not when they started.
Mind if my mother watches?
You're doing it right, Mommy.
Oh, yeah. You're giving it a real good.
Okay.
I think it would be very special. I think you will find a very special woman.
Yes, and I think there will be a woman who is totally cool with it.
Very cool with it.
You're fine,
sir. And they're going to be, it'll work out well.
You're just
there's probably, dare I say, a dating
app for virgins only.
I bet you're right, and good.
Yeah.
More power to everybody.
Yeah.
Wonder what it's called.
intact.
Cherry Town.
Cherry Town.
Jubilee.
Get hymenized.
Everybody out for Cherry. Okay. Cherry Town.
So have we been any help at all?
There's a horror movie.
Never
there's a horror movie out there. It's about, they kind of flip one of the old horror tropes on its head. The murderer is only killing virgins. So all the young people in the town try to have sex as fast as they can.
So it's like every other town.
They're not murdered, and they live in a town, and this is also the name of the movie, Cherry Falls.
Oh,
isn't
gosh.
That with Jay Moore?
What?
Isn't that with Jay Moore?
Yeah, yes. Jay Moore is in it. And,
it's a good movie.
Yeah, it is good.
I like Jay. It's funny.
Yes.
Well, let's get back to the news desk
Jay Moore's
with Christy Lee. Christy, what have you got over there?
The dairy industry is trying to make milk cool again. According to the consumer market research company Circana, Generation Zers bought 20% less milk than the national average last year. Okay. The dairy industry is now embarking on a marketing campaign to do what the Got Milk campaign did for previous generations. Yin Woon Rani, the chief executive of the Milk Processor Education Program, said, quote, "We have to reclaim milk's mojo." While the dairy industry is trying to market milk to younger consumers, the New York Times notes that milk sales were still almost $15.7 billion last year, compared with $2.4 billion for the alternative, quote-unquote, milks.
So they're trying to make it cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I think that Got Milk campaign did for a while.
Yeah.
They had big-time celebrities and athletes with that milk mustache.
Do they know about ice cream?
That's not milk.
But it's a milk product.
But they're talking about the milk itself.
Oh, God. Well, then find a way to get the kids to vape it. And then
that would work.
Then it'll sell.
Here's an idea. Maybe take the kidnapped children off some of the cartons.
Yeah, that would work.
I remember being a kid looking at... the milk would be sitting like, oh, Jesus, I got to look at Billy, who's probably in a lake somewhere while I'm trying to get ready for school.
This is what he looks like now.
They're pulling the body out of the pond. And this kid has a milk mustache. Oh. I'm not giving him CPR.
Oh,
oh
my God. Oh, Lord.
I'm a big fan, I must say. I like cream in my coffee, love ice cream.
We know.
Well, what can we do to get these kids to drink more milk?
Just serve ice cream for breakfast. What the hell?
What if we served it in boob decanters? They were very fleshy, real, like... I think some teen boys would start paying a little more attention. There's audio of Chick enjoying one.
Okay, we were talking about this perfume from the Brazilian model.
Model?
She says it. Well, it's
made from her sweat.
It's like you're looking at a pretty picture of her.
She says that the key to the perfume is made with her sweat.
Right.
And then in this New York Post article, they say this is reminiscent of so-called vabbing, which once again is the... a trend on TikTok.
Everything sexual makes you uncomfortable.
Vabbing.
Yes.
No, this isn't because it's sexual, just because it's weird.
It is odd.
This is where you take
Why is it weird? So they want to put the scent of their undercarriage on their neck. So what? How's it hurting you?
It comes all put neck.
I can't help I can't help as I whisper sweet nothings into your ear that your neck smells like your ass.
Why?
It smells like your ass.
You're not doing it right.
You had an accident.
You read it wrong. It's supposed to be the front naughty, Sylvia. In any event, it goes on to say, do not put garlic in your front naughty, ladies.
Oh, this brought to you by the American Vampire Council. It's just bad for you.
He's famous for getting his butt glued to a toilet seat, and it's time now to hear from him in a new segment we like to call Ask a Man Who Is Glued to a Toilet Seat. We have the man who is glued to a toilet seat on the line, so let's go to the phones for your questions. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I've been dating this woman for a couple of months now, and I'm starting to have real feelings for her, but none of my friends seem to like her. What should I do, man who's glued to a toilet seat?
Help! Somebody help me, please! Can anybody hear me? Hey, some jerk put glue on the toilet seat! I'm trapped in the handicap stall! Hello? I'm not handicapped myself. I just like the extra roominess. I really didn't mean any harm. I just figured even if Stephen Hawking is here picking up a few sheets of plywood, what are the chances of him needing to pinch one off at the exact same time I do? And I apologize if handicapped isn't the correct term. What is it they prefer? They're conveniently parked? God, why won't someone get me out of here? Or at least throw me a magazine.
We've got time for one more call. Hello, you're on the air with the man who is glued to a toilet seat.
Hello, long-time listener, first-time caller. I work in an office, and I've developed a huge crush on my married boss. and I think the attraction is mutual. What do you think I should do, man who's glued to a toilet seat?
Hey, is that someone using the urinal? I can hear you out there. Turn off your damn iPod, you self-absorbed little puke. You worthless trauma human flatulence. You pimple pancake. Ow, my cheeks are burning. Look, it's not the good kind of burning, like the kind you get after you've slipped the hooker an extra 50 to spank her with your hairbrush. Can you hear me? Someone help me, please. God, I can't believe this is happening to me. Again. Ooh, that's refreshing.
This has been Ask the Man Who is Glued to a Toilet Seat, advice guru for the Bob and Tom Show. Not to be confused with the Ask a Man Whose Crazy Ex-Girlfriend Glued His Genitals to His Stomach. That airs later.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.